Mesechtes Baba Kama, that peches, four lines on the top of that peches and Manalv, and the Mishnah that Pezayan and Manalv stated, Hachayvu Beveknani Shalchirim, Chayav Bekulan, that if Ruvain damages the Eveknani that belongs to someone else, then he's going to be Chayav in all Chamishadvarim, he's going to be Chayav to pay Nezek Tsar, Ripu Shavas and Bishas, and Rabbi Huda Ime, Ingla Von and Bishas, that there is no Chayav to pay Bishas when you damage an Eveknani, and Lefi Rabbi Huda, Ruvain would only have to pay to Shimon Arba Dvarim, and he would have to pay Nezek Tsar, Ripui and Sheves, and the Gemara begins. My time in Rabbi Yehuda. What is the reasoning for Rabbi Yehuda? As Lachir and Eveknani certainly is a bar bishus, and therefore, why is it that you don't have to pay for busha? And the Gemara responds that this is based on Xeris al Kosev, as Omikra, as Bidgei Busha, the pasuk tells us in Pashki Seitzei, Ki Natu Anashim Yachtov Ishva Achiv, Vikarva Ishis Echa Bahatzel Isha, Miad Makeo Vishok Yadav Echzikub Mushav, and we learn Mishiashli Achva that the only time that the din of busha applies is only by a person that there is a brotherhood with. And therefore, Yotze Eved She'in Lo Yachva, that we exclude an Eved Knani because he doesn't have a din of brotherhood. And Rashi explains, why is it that Yotze Eved She'in Lo Yachva, Zok Rashi, because he doesn't have a brotherhood in Yisrael with another person, Klal Yisrael, She'in Bo Bekal, because he can't marry into the Klal Yisrael. And there's another version of Rashi that's brought down, Lishnachrina, Eved In Lo Yachva, She'mut Bachreise, because he's mut to have a relationship with his sister, Uve Eshes Achiv, and with the wife of his brother, the Chsiv, as the Pasuk states, Amachamor, Amadimel. And Ayin and Tap Tesis Amid, Yotze Eved Shein Liachva, Purish, Ein Yotze Chalotz of Kurian Achim, the children of an Eved Knani are not considered brothers, Masha Ein Kim Beger, while the children of a Ger are considered brothers. And the Gemara continues, Rabbonon, so what did Rabbonon say that there is a Chi of Busha by an Eved Knani? And the Gemara responds, Achiv Hu B'mitzvahs, now although the Torah states, Ki Notzu Anoshim Yachtav Ishva Achiv, however, an Eved Knani is considered a brother with a Jew because he's still his brother when it comes to mitzvahs. And as Rashi explains, Kol Mitzvah She'ishach. That since any mitzvah that a woman is chayivin, an eved is also chayivin, as the gomer lo lo miisha, as we learn out from a woman that just like a woman is obligated in mitzvah say shalei asman gomer and all mitzvahs leisa say, so the eved also has the same din. And the gemara continues, and now yes, on Rabbi Huda el me'atel Rabbi Huda zayme eved le'yaragu le'luchayra coined Rabbi Huda that an eved k'tani is not considered achiv. So luchayra, if a pair of edim come and testify regarding an eved k'tani that is chayiv misa, and then we find that these edim are edim zaymim, so l'chir, they should not be chayiv misa, and they shouldn't receive the oinish of kasha zomim, the chsiv, as the pasuk says, v'asis m'loi kasha zomim lasa l'achiv, and therefore the pasha of edim zaymim is only relevant when they try to do something to their brother. However, since the Eveknani is not considered their brother, so l'chir, they should not be chayiv for the din of edim zaymim. And as Rashi points out, that we know that's not true from the Gemara Maseches Makas, and as Rashi states, alam makim lon de evik yisrael inu misa zaymim bebezdin, and the Tanya Maseches Makas, and we learned from that if Edom Zayim testify regarding an Eved Knani, then the Edom Zayim would get Malkus and would go Golus based on that Edus and based on that testimony. And L'chaira, as we mentioned many times, once there's no Pasha of Edom Zayim, then there wouldn't be a Pasha of actually killing an Eved Knani or an Eved Knani receiving Malkus or going to Golus at any point. As L'maisa, any Edom that will testify regarding an Eved Knani wouldn't be accepted, as it would be Edus Shi'at Yachlazimah. And the Gemara answers, Rava says the name of Rav Sheshes, that in the Chinami, from the Pasuk Vasisim Lekash Zom Las Lachiv, really an Eved Knani should not be included. However, Amakra, the Pasuk continues in the same Pasuk in Pasuk Shreftim, will be Atah Rava Mikubecha. From this Pasuk, we are Ma'arba an Eved Knani, that the Chiv of Kash Zomim even applies when testifying regarding an Eved Knani, even though he's not a Chicha. And before we continue, let's point out that Taisiseas Tema, the Tikshlei Rabbi Huda, and Lachir, according to the Sheet of Rabbi Huda, the Gemara could have from Ribbis as well as Aina and from Goyim Nefesh, the Bekulu Ksiv Achiv, as in all those, the Pasuk states the Lashon Achiv, with Tzedakah Nami Ksiv, and regarding Tzedakah, the Pasuk also says, Achicha Evyain, and Ayin Taisis, why the Gemara doesn't ask from these cases. And the Gemara continues and now focuses on the Rabbanon, and the Gemara asks, Elamiata, if you tell me according to Rabbanon that an Eved Knani is considered Achiv because he's Achiv in Mitzis, the Rabbanon, Eved Yehe Kashal Machos, Lucheria, according to Rabbanon, an Eved Knani should be Kasha to be a king. And as we know, that only a person whose mother is a full-fledged Yisrael can be a melech. And this is based on the pasuk that states, "Saim tasim alecha melech hashivcha Hashem alekecha boi mikarev achecha tasim alecha melech leisucha lasa alecha ish nachri asher lo yachichahu." And since the pasuk says mikarev achecha tasim alecha melech, the Rabbanan hold that Eved Knani is considered achir because he's achir b'mitzvahs, so l'chir and Eved Knani should be able to be appointed and anointed as a king. And the Gemara continues in is Amri v'l'tameich tikshilcha ger l'divrakol. Then l'chir, even according to Rabbi Yehuda, a ger is certainly categorized as achiv, as l'fi Rashi, he's mutar loviv b'kol, l'fi Tosfos, because his children are considered brothers, therefore even l'fi Rabbi Yehuda, why can't a ger be a melech? And as Rashi says, til shilucha ger, shilidosef erosu b'kdusha, even a child of a ger and a geiris, who after they already became gerim, they had a child, and the child's birth and its conception were all b'kdusha, afil Rabbi Yehuda yesh l'achva, and even so we know he's pasul machas, v'afil l'shoytu ba'alma, and even to have a position of power in Klai Yisrael, he's pasul, elam kein imam Yisrael, as we learn in Masechtas Yevamos, the Gemara answers, elam akra, and the reason why a ger can't be a melech, and therefore by extension of a Kanani according to Rabbanan also can't be a melech, is because the pasuk says, mikar v'achecha, and it doesn't just say that he has to be a brother, but he has to be mimufcha shebe'achecha, and a king in Klai Yisrael has to be from the lead of Klai Yisrael, and therefore his mother had to be someone that was leidasa v'arasa b'kdusha. And the Gemara continues, elam me'ata, according to the Shita Rabbanan, that an Eved Kanani is considered the Achav B'mitzvahs, the Rabbanan Yehi Eved Kashal Eidos, that L'chir and Eved should be able to testify in Bezdin, D'chsiv, as the Pasuk states, V'hinei Eid Shekel Eid, Shekel Anabachiv. And therefore we see that in regard to testimony, the Pasuk says that this person said Eidos, and then he testified falsely against his brother. But we see the Din of Eidos has to do with Achva, and L'fi Rabbanan, Eved Kanani is considered the Achav B'mitzvahs, and L'chir and Eved Kanani should be Kashal Ahid, and should be Kashal to be an aid. And Tosfos bothered that L'chir, we always said that we have a din of lola me'isha, and Eved Kanani is compared to a woman, and we know that a woman is pasul la'idus, maybe although it's true that the pasuk says achiv, but even so, we are memayed at Eved Kanani from testifying, because he's compared to an isha. And Tosfos answers, v'ish le'ma, d'chi gamrina lola me'isha, that the only time we have the limud of lola from isha, hayin l'hachmel Eved, that is only to add on chumris onto the Eved Kanani, l'asaisis k'yisrael, l'chol ha'pachas, b'misah she'isha chayeves, that is in order to make him like Yisrael, at least in regard to being obligated in mitzvahs like a woman. However, avalagarim ish, to make him less than a man, olapaisla edis ki isha, and to pass him for edis like a woman, loy nilmoid, we don't learn from the din of lola me'isha, the menadin kasha la edis, because menadin is kasha, the chsiv va'amdu shnei anashim, vahi ishu, and lamaisi is a man, any man should be kasha la edis. Tazis points out that if edis is totally in the din of being a man, as the pasuk says, va'amdu shnei anashim, so l'chir the same should apply by a guy, zak tazis va'ivikav ma'afagav the issue, even though it's true that he's ish, and therefore he fits into the pasuk of Amdu Shnei Anashim, Mikal Makim Ein Achiv, but the Maisi is not a brother, Aval Eved Shu Ish Ve'achiv B'mitzvahs L'skasha. But the Gemara's question is that since the Eved is an Ish, and therefore he fits into the pasuk of Amdu Shnei Anashim, and he's also considered Achiv B'mitzvahs, therefore he should be Kasha La'edus Ayin Sham. And the Gemara answers, Amu Ula Ula states, Edus Le'matzis Amrit, we can't say an Eved Kanani is Kasha La'edus, as Asya Edus B'Kavachayim Isha, we learn out the din of Edus from a Kavachayim from a woman, Uma Isha she really loved the Kal Psul Edus, Madach a woman that's Roy Love Bakal and she could get married to anyone, she is still Psul Edus, Evid Shane Roy Love Bakal in Adin Shapasul Edus. So certainly an Evid Kanani that's not Roy Love Bakal, certainly he's going to be puzzled from testifying. And the Gemara continues in Esan Ula that how can you learn a Kal Vachema from an Isha to an Evid Kanani, Benigea Edus, Mali Isha Shkin Enu Rula Mila? Maybe the reason why a woman can't testify is because she's not in the Pasha Mila, Tayim Be'evid Shu Roy Lamila, Masha Inkin Evid Kanani, who's Roy Lamila and is actually Chayiv and Mila, so maybe that's why he would be able to testify. Ayin and Taisa deal with Maschal Shokin Eno Mimila, where Taisa says, Afagav Le Shaykh of Mila, Pirchi, and even though an Isha is not Shaykh in the Pasha Mila, because not a Mitzia Shaykh to a woman, however, it's still considered a Pircha. And Taisa continues, Vyesh Mepharshim, and others say, the Mitzuba Lamas Bana, that the Gemara means Shokin Eno Mimila, is that a woman is not Mitzuba to mal a child, Vilesa, and Taisa says that he doesn't like that Pshat, Dimkei, my Ka'am Kotin Chiach, as if so, why is the Gemara say katan yichiach? If in this regard a katan is actually similar to a woman, because it's also not mitzvah to go and bimal anyone. And the Gemara continues that ula's kal v'chaim is a valid kal v'chaim, as katan yichiach, we will prove from the din of a katan sheyeshu mila that a katan is shaykh to mila, as certainly he's chayiv to do mila u'pasul edus, and even so he's pasul edus, and therefore we see that the din of edus is not dependent on mila, and therefore an Eved Kanani, although he's shaykh to mila, would still be able to be pasul edus, and we could learn that from a kal v'chaim from Isha. And Rashi points out in Dima Maschal Psul Leidus that both an Isha and a Katan are Pasul Leidus based on the same reason as the Pasul says, Ba'amdu Shnei Anashim, and we learn in Masechta Shavuos, Be'edim HaKasu Medaba, the Mashma Anashim V'loi Anashim, and Zok Rashi, Katan Nami Hoch and Afglon, the Chsiv Anashim V'loi Ktanim, V'oi the Eidu Shiyatu Yachal Azimri, the Labo Inshin, and B'degei Ktanim, there's another reason why he's Pasul Leidus, because he's Eidu Shiyatu Yachal Azimri, because he's not a Ba'o Inshin, as if someone would come and testify that he's a Eidzimim, then he would not be Chayibisa, as he's still a Katan. katan and his la bar inshin. And the Gemara continues that you can't bring a raya from a katan that a katan is yashim milo pasal edus as mala katan she'in a mitzvah, that maybe the reason why a katan is going to be pasal edus is because he's not chayiv in any mitzvahs. Taimim be'evet should be mitzvahs. Masha inkin ever knani is chayiv in mitzvahs like a woman, and chayiv mitzvah say shay loyas man grama, and chayiv in all mitzvahs leisa say. And the Gemara responds, isha teichiach, that the maisa will be able to prove from the din of a isha she yeshnam a mitzvahs, that she is also chayiv in mitzvahs, who psul edus, and yet she's pasal edus, and therefore you see that the obligation to perform mitzvahs is not enough of a reason to say that someone is kashal edus, and the chaza din, and certainly we can't learn the din of ever knani directly from an isha, as the isha is the inu ilamila, and therefore, you're not able to learn ever knani from an isha, and you can't learn the din of ever knani from a katan either, but l'chayr, we should be able to learn the din of ever knani that's pasal edus from the fact that both an isha and a katan are both inu b'chol ha-mitzvahs, and they're pasal ha-ed, therefore, afani obvious ha-evet, she'inu b'chol ha-mitzvahs u'pasal ha-ed, that the din has been again ever knani, that since he's also not b'chol ha-mitzvahs, therefore it will be pasal ha-ed. And Rashi explains, inu b'chol ha-mitzvahs, what does it mean that a woman and a katan don't have all the mitzvahs, elo b'miksas, but they are shayach in some of the mitzvahs, da isha m'chiyavis b'lavim v'oinshin, as a woman is chayiv in all lavim and an oinshin, and she's m'chiyav in all mitzvahs, say, shalayaz man grama, v'katan yashin b'mila, and the katan is shayach to mila, and has the mitzvah mila. And similarly, the Eved is ina b'chol ha-mitzvahs, as he's only chayiv in mitzvahs leisa say, and mitzvahs say, shalayaz man grama, and therefore he'll also be pasal edus. And the Gemara continues, and still not satisfied, as balan tzada shavsh ben, the l'maisa b'negein isha katan, shekein ina ish, the l'maisa, both of them are not included in the term ish, and therefore, as we learn from the pasuk of the amdu shnei anashim, that the din is anashim v'loy nashim and anashim v'loy tanim, toimim be'evet shuish, mashen kina evet, who is a man, therefore he fits into the pasuk of the amdu shnei anashim. Maybe, although it's true that the evet knani is similar to a katan isha, shekein einim b'chol ha-mitzvahs, but ultimately, since he's a man, maybe he'll be kashal ha-hayed and kashal edus. And the Gemara continues, el tesel migazlan, let us learn the din that evet knani is pasal edus from the din of Gazlan, and as Rashi says, the Roy Lover Bekal U Pasla Edus, because the Gazlan is Roy Lover Bekal, and he's still Pasla Edus, the Chsiv, Atash Yadcha, in Russia, Lias Eid Chomes, claim Atash Russia, the Chomes Aid, that a person who is considered Russia based on doing Yisurim of Chomes can't be an aid, and therefore, if a Gazlan who is Roy Lover Bekal is still Pasla Edus, so certainly an Ebbek Knani that's not Roy Lover Bekal should be Pasla Edus, and the Gemara states, Mala Gazlan Shkin Maisav Garmaloi, the Lacher, we could say that the reason why a Gazlan is Pasla is because he did a Maisik Zela, and therefore he is disqualified to be an aid. Taim be'evet she'in Maisik Garmloi, ma'she'in kein ever knani, even though it's true that he's not Roy Lover Bekal, but ultimately he didn't do any Maisik which will cause him to be disqualified, and therefore he should still be kosher le'edus. And the Gemara responds, El tesim migazlan mechad mehanach, we should learn the din of ever knani from a gazlan and from either cotton or from an isha. And as Rashi says, that sad shajban, she'inim zahir mechol ha-mitzvahs, that all of them are not Zorin, all the mitzvahs, zeb play Rishrei, a Gazlan because he's a Rasha, Vivdev and Preshla in Estava, and a Katan or an Isha because they're not commanded in the mitzvahs. And therefore, we would say the same applies to an Ever Kanani, that since he's not Zor, B'chol HaMitzvahs, because he's not commanded in all the mitzvahs, therefore he's Pasal Eidos. And Ayin Taisis Dir Maschal, El Taisis Megazlan Machad Mehanach, and Taisis says, In Lahakshe, Shishun Eas, Nail of the Mamzo, B'tu Adaka, Chushavka, Shapsul Lakal, Shapsul Eidos, Megazlan Machad Mehanach, that Lachir, from the din of Gazlan, and from either from an Isha or from a Katan, we should learn that a Mamza, Psuadaka, and Chushavcha should be Pasal Eidos. And Taisis says we can't compare these cases to the case of Isha or Katan or Gazlan. The Malatzal Shaban, Shein Zirim, Chol HaMitzvah, Zem Pei Rishai, Vizem Pei Shein Mitzvah. And therefore we found Rod Makar that an Evid Knani is Pasal Eidos. And even though the Pasuk says, Vihini Eid Sheka Eid, Sheka Ono Ba'achiv, and according to Rabbanon, an Evid Knani is considered Achiv B'mitzvahs, and even so an Evid Knani is Pasal Eidos. And the Gemara continues with another Makar, as Mabri Ravina Ma, or Makra, as the Pasuk says in Pashki Seisei, Lo Yumsu Aves Al Banim, U Banim Lo Yumsu Al Aves, Ish Bechete Yumasu. And the simple pshat in the Pasuk is that a father will not die because of the Averis of his child, and a child will not die for the Averis of his father. However, as we will see, the Gemara Mesechta Sanhedrin and Dafchav Zayin and Abayz learns out from this Pasuk, Lo Yumsu Aves Al Banim, that a father cannot be put to death based on the testimony of his children. And we learn out Rab that craving a pasul leidus. However, my brother Ravina wants to learn out of the pasuk, as since the pasuk says la yumsu avos albanim, we learn out la yumsu al pi avos she'in lem chayis banim, that you can't put someone to death through the testimony of a person who doesn't have any connection and any yichus with his children. And as Rashi points out, that this refers to an eved kanani, and therefore we see that eved kanani is pasul leidus. And the Gemara continues, isach kedaita kedaminon, as if you will tell me that, as we stated in Masechet Sanhedrin, la yumsu avos albanim be'idus banim, that a father can't die through the testimony of his children as craving apostle edus, so lichterachmana lo yumsu avos al b'neihem, and l'chayr, the proper lashon of the pasuk shouldn't have been lo yumsu avos al banim, but it should have said that the father shouldn't die through his children. My banim, why does the pasuk say banim? Shema minah, de lo yumsu al pi avos she'in lam chayis banim, therefore it must be that this pasuk is a makar that ever knadi is apostle edus, and in Rashi lichter al b'neihem, in the shonin lo michter banim, by the fact that the Torah says banim instead of b'neihem, stama shema minah tati, therefore we learn out both in them. First of all, we learn out that craving a pasle edus, and number two, we learn out that ebeknani is pasle edus. And the Gemara continues, elam ato banim lo yumsu al avos, l'chari in the sefer of the pasuk where it says, and children should not die based on their father's testimony. L'chari in this pasuk it doesn't say avosam, and it says avos. So hachinami lo yumsu al pi banim she'in lam chayis avos. Would you also say that we should dashen that any person should not die based on the testimony of a person who has no connection to their father? And of course, that would also refer to a ger, because a ger is kekatan ha'neil dami, and therefore he's not considered connected to his biological father. If you're going to dash in this way, el ger hachinami de pasleidus, would you tell me that a ger will be pasleidus? And we never find that a ger is pasleidus. And Rashi says, d'chsiv v'zir masusim zir masam, va'afagav d'chsiv beladim ben beladim, and even though we find ben negei agoi, that we amiachis him based on his father, hanimil b'yusan avaniskayru habon, that's only while they're goyim. However, once they become gerim, then surely then the children are not nisachas achavim, as we learned in Masechet Yevamos that gershin is gai kakatan anil dami. And the Gemara responds, Amri hachi hashto, that lemaisa there is a major chulah between a ger and an eved knani, and a ger nehi de'ein lechayis l'maylo, even though it's true that he has no connection to his father, as a gershin is gai kakatan anil dami, but lemati yesh lechayis, but certainly when a ger has a child, once he's a Jew, then he does have a connection to that child, and therefore he's Koshla Edus. However, Lafuki Eved, Mashegin Eved Knani, Dein Lechayis, Leila Maila Vleila Mata, he's not connected above to his father, and he's also not connected to his children. And Lemaisa, the Gemara is still bothered, as Ein Knami have a good svara to be Mechal between an Eved Knani and a Ger, but ultimately we have two Psukim, and Lechayu from the Psukim itself, it should be Muchach, that a Ger should be Pasla Edus. And the Gemara explains, Isa Kedaita, Ger Pasla Edus, as if you're going to tell me that a Ger should be Pasla Edus, Lich Rachman, Leimsu Ovis Al Benayim Lichar Minon, and Lechayu, the pasuk should have stated Layumsu Avis al b'neihem, and we would only have one drasha from the beginning of the pasuk. We will learn that someone's father cannot die through the testimony of his child, and we will learn Layumsu be'edus banim, and we will learn that a karv is pasul edus v'nicht rachmanu banim Layumsu al avis, and only in the save of the pasuk should we say the lashon avis and not avis of, and we would therefore dash in Layumsu al pi banim she'in lam chayis avis, that you can't die through any testimony of a person who doesn't have a connection to his father, which of course includes a ger. And once we include a ger in that pasuk, then we'll be able to include an eved kanani as well, based on a kolshkein, that if a ger is pasul edus, and he doesn't have chayis to his father, but he still has connection to his children, and he's still pasul edus, so certainly an eved kanani that doesn't have chayis l'maylo ed l'mato, surely will be pasul edus. And as the Gemara states, that since in the sefer the pasuk states, ubanim l'yumsu alaveis, and it doesn't say alaveisav, the shemas minot trade, we'd actually be able to learn out two different dinim, chodo l'yumsu banim be'edus aveis, that first of all, children can't die through the edus of their fathers, and we learn out the karv is pasul edus v'idach, and we also learn out that a person can't die through the testimony of a person who doesn't have any connection to his father, which is referring to, of course, to a ger. And then we learn the din of eved kanani that he's also pasul edus from a kal v'chaymer, from a ger, and he's still pasul edus eved she'in l'chayis lo l'maylo v'lo l'mato ein din she'e pasul edus, as we explained. And therefore the Gemara says, element of kasrachman loyumsu avos albanim, by the fact that in the duration of the pasuk chose to state loyumsu avos albanim and not say loyumsu avos albanim, the mashma loyumsu api avos in lechayis banim, and therefore the pasuk is coming to teach us that eved knani is pasul edus shma mina eved shein lechayis leil ma'ilu leil mata who the pasul edus. So it must be the Torah is telling us that it's only regarding eved knani that has no yichus lemaylo and no yichus lemata that he is pasul edus. Avol ger kivin yesh lechayis lemata kashul edus. However, ger that has a chayis Chayes Lamata and does have a connection and a relation to his children, therefore he is Kosher Eidus. The Gemara continues, V'chitim Licht V'achbana U'banan L'yum So'al V'seyim. If you're telling me that we're not learning the din of a ger, that he's Pasul Eidus from the end of the Pasuk, so why did the Sefer the Pasuk say U'banan L'yum So'al V'seyim? Normally the Kosher Achmana U'banan L'yum So'al Aves, the Mashma L'yum So'al Pibanim She'im Lam Chayes Aves, and it's Mashma the guest should be Pasul Eidus. And the Gemara answers, Eidus the Kosher L'yum So'al Aves Abanim, that since the ratio we had to say L'yum So'al Aves Abanim in order to teach us two dinim, in order to teach us number one that a carve is Pasul Eidus, and number two that ever Kanani is Pasul Eidus. Therefore, Kosher Nami U'banan L'yum So'al Aves. Therefore, in order to be symmetrical and to be consistent in the Pasuk, we also said the same lashon in the Sefer of U'banan L'yum So'al Aves. And therefore, the Torah did not say U'banan L'yum So'al Aves. Once again, Ma'abrid Rabina teaches us, even though the Fidur Rabbanon, when the Pasuk says, V'inei eit shekha eit shekha ona ba'achiv, and the Fidur Rabbanon, that an Eved Kanani is considered achiv and mitzvahs, so why is an Eved Kanani Pasul Eidus? Ma'abrid Rabina explains that it's based on Xeris Sakasiv, as the Pasuk says, L'yum su avais abanim. And the Gemara continues, it quotes from the Mishnah that Pezayim and Aleph, and the Mishnah stated, Chereshet V'katon, P'kiyasin Ra, that having a connection to a Chereshet V'katon can only cause you downside as a Chayil ben Chayiv. If you damage them, then you can be Chayiv in Chamisha Dvarim, Behem Shechav L'Bachim, P'turim. However, if they will damage you, they will be Potter, and similarly, Aviv Isha, P'kiyasin Ra, HaChayil ben Chayiv, if you damage them, you're going to be Chayiv in Chamisha Dvarim, and Lefi Rabbi Huda, by an Eved Kanani, you'll only be Chayiv Da'al Dvarim, as you're not Chayiv for Baishas, but Behem Shechav L'Bachim, P'turim. But if they go and damage others, they will be Potter. And the Mishnah then continued, Av Mishalmun L'Achaz Man, the Lamaisa, once an Eved Kanani becomes Meshuchra, or an Isha is divorced, or becomes an Almana, at that point, once they have money, then they would have to pay for any damages that they previously caused. And our Gemara discusses a story, Imed Rav Shmuel Bar Abba Magunya, the mother of Shmuel Bar Abba from Magunya, Habs Nesiva Leil Rab Abba, she was married to Rab Abba, and some say this was Rav Shmuel Bar Abba's father, and as we will see, that she wanted her son Shmuel to receive her Yerusha, and to receive her Nechasim, and potentially she didn't want it to go to her husband, as ultimately if he would have future children, she didn't want them to be Yerush that money. And some explained that this Rab Abba was a different person, and Rav Shmuel Bar Abba's mother married a person Abba and had Rav Shmuel Bar Abba, and then she got remarried to another person named Abba, and at this point she wanted to make sure that her husband's other children do not receive her Yerusha and do not receive her estate. Therefore she wanted to make sure that her son Shmuel received her estate and received her property. And as the Gemara states, Kas v'sinu l'nichsel Rav Shmuel Bar Abba bra, that she wrote over her nechasim to her son Rav Shmuel Bar Abba. And as Rashi says, Kas v'sinu l'nichsel blug, that she wrote over her nechasim blug. And of course, as we know, when a woman gets married, she brings into her marriage all of her property, and the property becomes nichsim lug, and her husband has the right to the payers of the nichsim lug during their marriage. And if he divorces her or if he dies before her, then the property goes back to her and to her family. And if she dies first, then the husband will be yerush her. And therefore, keep in mind that the guf hakaka belongs to this woman, and a woman's husband has the right to the payers. And the Gemara continues, Basa de Shchiva, after Rav Shmuel Bar Abba's mother died, and we continue on that Peches and Beis, Azur Rav Shmuel Bar Abba Kamed Rabbi Yemi Bar Abba. And Rav Shmuel Bar Abba went to Rabbi Yemi Bar Abba to ask him a shayla, and Ukbe Benichsei, and Rabbi Yemi Bar Abba paskin that these assets do not go to Rabbi Abba, and instead Rav Shmuel Bar Abba has the right to these assets. And l'chayr, this Rabbi Yemi Bar Abba was not the brother of Rabbi Shmuel Bar Abba. And the Gemara continues, Azur Rabbi Abba Amr L'Mulsei Kamed Rabbi Hishya. Rabbi Abba heard this psak, he went and told over the psak to Rabbi Hishya, and Azur Rabbi Hishya Amr Kamed Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Hishya went over to Rabbi Yehuda and told him the psak, and Amalei Rabbi Yehuda said to Rabbi Hishya, Hachi Amr Shmuel, so said Shmuel, Ha'ish Shemach V'nichsim Mulug B'chayi Bayi L'U Mesa Habal Mitzim Yad Al-Kuchayz, that if a woman sells a nichsim Mulug while her husband was alive, and therefore she didn't have a right to the payers, and then she dies and predeceases her husband, then her husband has a right to take it away from the person she sold to. And therefore, in this case, where she gave this to Rav Shmuel Bar Abba, at this point, since she predeceased her husband, therefore Rav Shmuel Bar Abba does not have the right to nechasim, and instead Rav Abba should have a right to these nechasim. And as Rashi says, Shabal Yerushis Ishtoi, because a husband has a right to be Yerush's wife and to inherit his wife, Buhoya Leikayach Rishain, and therefore we look at it as if he was the first one who bought this property, and therefore he has a right to the property, and Rav Shmuel Bar Abba doesn't have a right to the property. And the Gemara continues, Amru Kamed Rabbi Yemi Bar Abba, so they went and told this psak to Rabbi Yemi Bar Abba, and Amar Lahud, Rabbi Yemi Bar Abba responded to them, Ano Masdisin Yadana, I know a Mishnah, and that's why a paskin, the Rav Shmuel Bar Abba, could keep these nechasim. It's not, as we learned in the Mishnah, Masechet Bava Basra, Hakayis Nechasim L'Bnoi, if Reuven writes over that his assets should go to one of his children, and he writes, I want it to go to my son from today, and La'acha Meisai, which really means that Reuven is giving over this property to his son for the good guf hakarka today, but Reuven retained the right to the peiros until the point that Reuven dies, and this is what we would call a life estate. And therefore, the Mishnah states, haben eini yochlimka mepnei shem b'shusav. At this point, the son can't sell the sada completely because l'maisa the peiros belong to the father up until the father dies. Va'av eini yochlimka mepnei shem k'suvim l'ben, and the father also can't sell the karka completely, as at this point the son already has a right to the guf hakarka. And therefore, the Mishnah states, mocha av mechurim ad shiyamos. If the father goes and sells any rights that he has in the property, so it's considered sold until the father dies, and therefore whoever sold it to can eat the peiros up until the point that the father dies. However, mocha ben ein lelekech ad shiyamos av, the buyer has nothing to do with the sada until the point that the father dies. And at that point, since the son now owns the property and owns the peiros, therefore the lekech has the rights to the sada as well as to the peiros. And Rabbi Yirmi Ba'aba continues that from this Mishnah I had a right to my yisoid, because in Mashvanus Mishnah, that once the father does die, then the lekeach who bought this property from the son has a right to the property. And even in a case where the son predeceased the father, and therefore the son never really received the property, ultimately the son already had a right to the guf hakarka, and therefore he was able to sell that to the lekeach. And at the time that the father dies, the lekeach now will own the guf hakarka as well as the peiros. And the Gemara continues that although there's machlekes in Masechtas Baba Basra between Reish Lakish and Rabbi Yochanan as to exactly when the din of the Mishnah applies, however, Rabbi Yirmiyahu ben Abba was making this diyuk based on the shita of Rav Shimon ben Lakish, and as Taz points out, because ultimately in the Gemara Masechtas Baba Basra we pass like Rav Shimon ben Lakish, and as the Gemara states, Ki Rav Shimon ben Lakish, the Rabbi Yirmiyahu ben Abba was passing like Rav Shimon ben Lakish, the Amma who explained that the Mishnah Masechtas Baba Basra was Loishna Mesha ben Bechai Av, Loi Osli Yodi de Ben, Loishna Mesha Bechai Ben, the Osli Yodi de Ben, Kan Lekech. And when the Mishnah stated Mocha Ben, Ingla Lekech, Achi Yamasav, which is Mashma, that once a father dies, that this Lekech would receive this asset, that this din is applicable not only in a case where the father predeceases the son, but even in a case where the son predeceases the father, din is that once the father dies, the Lekech who bought it from the son would have a right to this property. And therefore, Rabbi Yirmiyahu ben Abba stated that in the case of Rav Shmuel ben Abba, where his mother gave over these nechasim to Rav Shmuel ben Abba, so even though the mother predeceased her husband, however, since she already sold the guf hakarka to Rav Shmuel ben Abba, and her husband only had the right of the peiros at that point, therefore she had a right to do so, and therefore Rav Shmuel ben Abba would have a right to these nechasim, similar to the din of the lekech who buys the guf hakarka from the son while the son is alive, and even though the son predeceases the father, the lekech still has a right to the entire sada and to this asset. And the Gemara now brings down the machlekes between Reish Lakish and Rabbi Yochanan, the Itma, as we learned in the Gemara Mishnah Masechtas Baba Basra, Morcha ben Mechayav, if the son who had the right to the guf hakarka, since the father gave him over the guf hakarka previously, and he went and sold it to the lekech while the father was still alive, umesa ben b'chayav, and then the son predeceased the father, so Rabbi Yechon Amar leikon lekech, Rabbi Yechon holds in that case the lekech would not be koina, Reish Lakish Amar kon lekech, and Reish Lakish says the lekech is koina. As the Gemara continues, Rabbi Yechon Amar leikon lekech, according to Rabbi Yechon, who says that the lekech is not koina, Amar loch will respond and explain the pshat in the Mishnah that kik toni masisin, when the Mishnah stated mocha ben leikon lekech at shiyam sa'av, that a father gives over the guf hakarka to his son during his lifetime, and then the son in turn goes and sells his rights to a lekech during the lifetime of the father, certainly the lekech is not koina until the father dies, as the son didn't have a right to the peiros. And it's mashma from the Mishnah, v'chimay sa'av isle lekech, that certainly once the father dies, the lekech has rights to the entire asset, but that is only the le'mes ha'ben b'chayav, the asul de'aben, that the only time we said that is only when the son did not predecease the father, and therefore once the father dies, so the son now received the actual peiros from the father as well, and therefore he had a right to go and sell to lekech. However, Rabbi Yochanan continues, avo mesha ben b'chayav, if the son would predecease the father, le also le yodid the ben, that the son never received it as yerusha from the father, ki ma'is av nami les lekech, therefore when the father dies, lekech doesn't receive it either. And of course this would be a major nafkamina for the creditors of the father, v'fi Rabbi Yochanan, in a case where the son predeceased the father, then the creditors will be able to collect from this kaka. And the Gemara explains, alma kasava, so we see that Rabbi Yochanan holds kinyan peiros ka kinyan guftami, that when the father owns the rights to the peiros while he's alive, it's considered like kinyan guf, therefore the son has no right to sell this kaka at all, and his only right is that he could receive this kaka once his father dies, and therefore if he predeceases the father, then it's megalatos that he had no right to sell this kaka, and therefore the lekech doesn't acquire the kaka. And as the Gemara says, ki zavin lavi dezavin, and therefore when the son sold this property, he didn't sell something that belonged to him, and therefore the creditors would have the right to collect their debt from this karka. And the Gemara continues, Rabbi Shimon Lakish, Rabbi Shimon Lakish holds kana lekech, even in a case where the son predeceases the father, the lekech is kind of this karka and is kind of the payers. Ki ketani masisin, and according to Reish Lakish, he will explain the Mishnah that when the Mishnah stated in Mocha Ben, when a son sells his property in lekech at Shiyam Sa'av, the lekech doesn't have rights in until the father dies, and it's mashma ki ma'is av mi'is isle lekech, as muchach that once a father dies, the lekech does have right to the payers. And Reish Lakish holds that the Mishnah means to tell us, loishna loy mes haben mechaye av, the osle yodde de ben, loishna mes haben mechaye av, the loy osle yodde de ben, kan lekech, that it doesn't make a difference if the father predeceases the son, or if the son predeceases the father. In all cases, the lekech has the rights to the payers at this point. And as the Gemara states, alma kasava, kinya payers, lavka kinya guftami, that Reish Lakish holds that although the father has the rights to these payers the entire time that he's alive and he has the life estate, however, ultimately that's not considered like a kinya guf, and therefore the son is considered to have the rights to the sada even while his father is still alive, and he has a right to go and sell it at that point, and therefore even if the son predeceases the father, the din is that the lekech would receive his kaka, as v'chi kazavin, as when the son sold his property to lekech, the son had a right to sell this property, and therefore the creditors of his father would not be able to come and collect from this property. And Lemaisa Rabbi Yirmi Ba'aba proved from his Mishnah that since we pass on like Reish Lakish, therefore Kinya Peres is Lavka Kinya Guftami. Therefore, when the mother of Rabbi Shmuel Ba'aba gave over her Nichsim Lug to Rabbi Shmuel Ba'aba, even though her husband Rabbi Abba had a right to the Peres and he also had a right to be Yerush's wife, even so Kinya Peres is Lavka Kinya Guftami, and therefore his wife still had a right to give this over as a matana to Rabbi Shmuel Ba'aba, and she was able to give the Gufakaka to Rabbi Shmuel Ba'aba, and even though she predeceased her husband, the din is Rabbi Shmuel Ba'aba still had a right to this property. And the Gemara now goes through this exact cheshbon, and the Gemara states, "V'nan hashta bein Rabbi Yirmi Ba'aba bein Rabbi Yehuda k'Rab Shimon Malakish v'ilu." The lemaisa both Rabbi Yirmi Ba'aba as well as Rabbi Yehuda paskin like Rabbi Shimon Malakish that kinya peres is lavka kinya guftami, and therefore become Rabbi Yirmi Ba'aba. That is why Rabbi Yirmi Ba'aba was able to bring a raya from the Mishnah Maseches Babasa like his shita that Rabbi Shmuel Ba'aba has a right to this property even though his mother predeceased Rabbi Abba. And the Gemara really repeats what we just mentioned as Isak Daitach, as if it would be true to Reish Lakish holds that Kinyan Peres is Kinyan Guftami, that Kimayis Av, Umayis Haben Bechay Av, Amayis Lelekech. How could Reish Lakish say that Lekech has a right to this property with his son predeceased the father if Lemaisa Kinyan Peres is Kinyan Guf, and Vichy Kazavin, Hai Lavdi De Kazavin, and therefore when the son sold this property, really did not own this property, as the father had the right to Kinyan Peres, and Kinyan Peres is Kinyan Guf, and therefore the father was considered the rightful owner of the property. And by the fact that the Reish Lakish paskin that even if the son predeceased the father, the lekech has the right to the property, and lav shma mino, kinya peres, lavka kinya guftami, therefore we see Reish Lakish holds kinya peres, lavka kinya guftami, and therefore, as we explained, was negated to our question, Rabbi Yirmi Ba'aba paskin that even though Rabbi Abba had a right to the peres of the Nichsim Lug, but kinya peres, lavka kinya guftami, and therefore his wife had a right to give it over to her son, Rabbi Shmuel Ba'aba, even though she predeceased Rabbi Abba, then is that Rabbi Shmuel Ba'aba retains his property and had a right to the property. And Ayin Rashi, Dino Maskel Kuresh Lakish Svirlon, to Paskin and Hilchas Kuresh Lakish Betlas, as we Paskin like Kuresh Lakish in three different halachas, Chodaha, one is in this case, Vachilis Muberis, Umatana Be'emtsa, Beperakacholitz, Ayin Rashi. And the Gemara continues that we just explained the Shita Rabbi Yirmi Ba'aba and why he said that his property should belong to Rabbi Shmuel Ba'aba. But Lemaisa, we saw that Rabbi Yehuda argued on the Shita Rabbi Yirmi Ba'aba, and he held that since the mother of Shmuel Ba'aba predeceased Rabbi Abba, therefore Rabbi Abba would receive the Nechasim. And the Gemara tells us, Adru l'kamed Rav Yehuda, that they now went back to Rabbi Yehuda, and they told him the raya that Rabbi Yirmi Ba'aba brought to his shita from the Mishnah Maseches Babasra, and Amaluhu, and Rabbi Yehuda said, Hachi Amashmol, Zu Eina Deim L'Mishnasenu, that even though you corrected the Mishnah Maseches Babasra, which is mashma against our shita, however, this case of the mother of Shmuel Ba'aba is not similar to the case of the Mishnah Maseches Babasra. And the Gemara explains, my time and what is the chilut between the two cases? Amar Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yosef explains, Bishlemi Tani Ipcha, that would make a lot of sense, and we have a raya that Reish Lakish holds that Kinya Peres is Lav Kinya Guftami if the Mishnah would actually state the opposite case. And for example, if a son would give away his property to his father and would retain the life estate, and therefore the son would have the right to the Kinya Peres, and the father would have the right to Kinya Guf, then the Mishnah would tell us that the father has a right to sell these assets, and even if the father predeceases the son, the father's buyer would have a right to the Sada. So based on that case, Ikla Mishra Mina, the Kinyan Peres, Lavka Kinyan Guftami, then we would be able to be patient that in all cases, Kinyan Peres is Lavka Kinyan Kinyan Guftami. That is why, even though his son had a right to Kinyan Peris, however, the father had a right to go and sell the Sada even during the lifetime of his son, and even if the father predeceased the son, the Lekech has a right to that property, and therefore you have the right to the case of Rav Shmuel Baba, even though Rav Baba had a right to Kinyan Peris, but Kinyan Peris is Lafka Kinyan Guftami, and therefore his mother had a right to give over the Guf HaKaka to Rav Shmuel Baba. However, Rav Yosef continues, Al-Hashta Diktani, Akaisa Dechasal Ubanoi, but the Maisa, the case of the Mishnah, Misaf Babasa, was a scenario where a father gave over the right to his Nechasim to his child, and the father retained a life estate and had a right to Kinyan Peris, and therefore it's possible that generally we would say that Kinyan Peris is Kinyan Guf. Therefore, since the father retained the rights of Kinyan Peris, the son should not be able to go and sell to Lekech, and if the son would predecease the father, really Lekech should not have any rights. However, it's very different between the son and the father, Mishum de Royal Yashiru, since if the father would predecease the son, then the son in any case would Yashin his father. Therefore, it's impossible that the father was only giving him the rights that if I die, you'll be able to Yashin it and you'll keep the entire property, as certainly at that point he's Yerush in any case, and therefore it would be meaningless. Therefore, specifically in that case where a father gives over the property to his son, it must be that his das is to give over the entire property to him, give over the rights to his son to be able to even sell the property at this point, and therefore even if the son predeceased the father, the sale that he already made to Lekech was valid. And therefore, Rabbi Yehuda says that potentially Reish Lakish holds that Kinyan Peris is Kinyan Guftami, and therefore since Rabbi Abba had a right to the Kinyan Peris of these Nichsim Lug, and we hold Kinyan Peris is Kinyan Guf, therefore his wife who only had a Kinyan Guf had no right to give this to her son Rav Shmuel Ba'aba during her lifetime, and since she predeceased her husband, therefore her husband will be Yerushar, and that's why Rabbi Yehuda Paskin, that Rav Shmuel Ba'aba does not have rights to this property. And the Gemara continues, Amalei Abaye, Abaye responded to his Rebbe Rabbi Yosef, Otu bro Yoris Abba, and Abba lo Yoris bro, the Lechira, how can you tell me that if the case of the Mishnah would have been that it was a son that rode over to the Nechasa to his father, then we would have been able to bring a riot where Reish Lakish holds that Kinyan Peris is Lavka Kinyan Guftami, but Lechira, in a scenario where a child doesn't have any children, then his father does Yashin him. If so, even if the Mishnah would have given us a case where a son gave over a property to his father and retained the Peris for himself, it would still be possible to say that really Kinyan Peris is Kinyan Guftami, and the reason why that when the father sold the property, B'chai HaBen, and the father predeceased the son, and that the sale is still considered valid, and the Lekech owns the property, and that is because, once again, it's possible that the son didn't have children, and therefore, the father had a right to Yerusha, and therefore, if the son died, then certainly the father would have a right to sell the property, and therefore, when the son gave him over the property, it must be the son was giving over the property in order for him to be able to sell it, and therefore, how can you say that if the Mishnah would have stated a case where the son gave over the property to the father, we would have a right away Shlokish holds that Kinyan Peris is Lavka Kinyan Guftami, as it's still possible that Kinyan Peris is Kinyan Guftami. And Abaye continues, by the fact that you, Rabbi Yosef, said, if the case would be that the son gave over to the property to the father, then we would have a riot that Reish Lakish holds that Kinyan Peris is Lavka Kinyan Guftami. Must be, Elav Fuchimul Nichsim Ibrekasi, if the scenario of the Mishnah Maseches Babasa would be, Akleis Nechasel Aviv, and for example, Reuven gave over this property to his father Yaakov, then the Mishnah is also talking about a case where Reuven already had children, and really Reuven's children would Yashin Reuven, and his father Yaakov would not Yashin him, and the reason why Reuven was giving over this property to his father was because he didn't want his children to be Yerush this property, and therefore we'll be able to bring a raya that the reason why when his father goes and sells his property, and even if Yaakov predeceases Reuven, the din is that the sale was a valid sale, and the Lekech would have a right to the property, it must be because Kinyan Peris is Lavka Kinyan Guftami, and although Reuven retained the rights to the Peris, but Lemais is not considered Kinyan Guf, and therefore Yaakov had a right to sell this property. And if so, Abaye tells Rabbi Yosef that even now that the Mishnah gave a case where a father gave over his Nechasim to his son, you can't tell me that the reason why the son could go sell this property, and even if his son predeceased his father, that the sale would be valid, is because the son is Yerush's father, as over here we must be talking about a case where there are multiple children, and it must be that Hachinami Lavachinu Nechasim Achvasi, that the father's reason for giving over this property to his child was in order to make sure that this child gets his property and his brothers don't share his property with him, and therefore by the fact that we say that if Reuven sold the property while his father's alive and Reuven predeceased his father, that the sale is still valid, must be that Reish Lakish holds that Kinyan Peris is Lavka Kinyan Guftami, and L'chayr Rabbi Yirmi Ba'ab is correct that from this Mishnah Maseches Babasra we should be able to bring a raya that Kinyan Peris is Lavka Kinyan Guftami, and therefore even though Rabbi Abba had a right to the Peris of Nichsim Lug, but Kinyan Peris is Lavka Kinyan Guftami, and therefore Rabbi Abba's wife, the mother of Shmuel Ba'aba, had a right to give this karka to Rabbi Shmuel Ba'aba, and even though she predeceased Rabbi Abba, or the Maisa the Matana that she gave to Rabbi Shmuel Ba'Abba was a valid Matana, and therefore Rabbi Yehuda Ba'Abba should be correct, that Rabbi Shmuel Ba'Abba should retain this Kaka. And the Gemara continues, Elamai Eina Deim L'Mishasenu, L'Maisa, when they went back to Rabbi Yehuda, they told him the Raya of Rabbi Yehuda Ba'Abba, he said that you can't bring a Raya from the Mishnah Masechta Baba Basra, as Hachem Mishmuel, Zu Eina Deim L'Mishasenu, that this case is not similar to the Mishnah Masechta Baba Basra, and L'Maisa, why is it not similar? And the Gemara explains, Mishum Takanas Usha, that the reason why it's not similar is based on Takanas Usha, which is only relevant to Ksubas Isha. Therefore, although it's true that in the case of Masechta Baba Basra, where a father gave over a property to his son, then we will be able to bring a Raya, the Reish Lakish holds that Kinyan Peres is Lavka Kinyan Guftami, and therefore L'Chira, the mother of Rabbi Shmuel Ba'Abba, should have a right to give this property to Rabbi Shmuel Ba'Abba, as Rabbi Abba only had a right to the Peres of Nechsim Lug, and Kinyan Peres is Lavka Kinyan Guftami. However, the din of Ksuba and the din of Nechsim Lug is different based on Takonis Usha, and that is why Rabbi Huda Paskin, that his mother had no right to give him this property since she predeceased her husband, therefore her husband has a right to this property. And the Gemara explains, what is Takonis Usha? The Amr Rabbi Yisrael B'chino, B'usha Eskinu, then Usha Deum Misakin, Isha Shemachu, B'nichsim Lug, B'chaye Baila. And as we've mentioned, that when a husband has a right to Nichsim Lug, he has a right to the pierce of Nichsim Lug, and his wife still owns the Gufa Kaka, and even so, Deum Misakin and Usha, that if a woman goes and sells her Nichsim Lug during the lifetime of her husband, Umesa, and she predeceases her husband, then Abal Moitzi, Miyad Lukuchais, then the Lukuchais do not have a right to this Kaka, as even though generally we say that Kinyan Peres is Lavka Kinyan Guftami, however, Zokt Rashi, that Baal B'Nichsi Ishtoi, Almur Rabban L'Shibudei, Mishum Eva, V'Havi Kolakeach Rishon, and we consider him as if he bought this first, and therefore he has a right to be Yerush's wife, even though in regard to other cases, she really would have a right to go and sell this property. And therefore, Rabbi Huda explains that although it's true that Rabbi Yehuda Ba'Abba had a right from Gemara Maseches Baba Basra, that generally Kinyan Peres is Lavka Kinyan Guftami, however, specifically in this scenario, where we were dealing with a case of Nichsim Lug, therefore, since the wife of Rabbi Abba predeceased Rabbi Abba, therefore, the Nechasim did not go to Rabbi Shmuel Ba'Abba and instead goes to Rabbi Abba as he's considered like Keach Rishain. And the Gemara continues, Ravida Ba'Oven, Afanad Namitina, Ravida Ba'Oven states that we also have a Braisa that teaches us this concept of Takanas Usha. The Braisa is discussing Edom Zaimim, and the Braisa states, if a set of Edom come to Bezdin and testify that Reuven divorced his wife Rachel, and they also testify they already gave her a Ksuba, and her husband testifies that he never divorced her, therefore he didn't give her a Ksuba either. And we continue on that Pei Tesimanal, Varei Tachtov Misham Shosai, and Lemaisa are living together as husband and wife, and therefore we see that they didn't get divorced. And Vinimsu Zaimim, and then we find that these Edom were actually Edom Zaimim, and the Braisa tells us, Edom Misham Kok Ksubasa, El Tev Sanak Ksubasa, that certainly these Edom Zaimim are not chayiv to pay for her entire Ksuba, as although they testified that she already received a Ksuba, and they tried to make her lose a Ksuba, but there is still a possibility that she would never receive a Ksuba, as it's possible her husband would never divorce her, and that she would actually predecease her husband, and therefore she would never collect on a Ksuba, and therefore it wouldn't be a kiyum of kasha zomam in a case where it would be mechayiv these edim to pay the full Ksuba, and therefore the only amount that they have to pay is a tevis hanak Ksuba, meaning the amount of money that Rachel could sell the rights to a Ksuba for at this moment. And of course, certainly there are risk factors, and therefore a buyer won't pay the full amount of the Ksuba. And for example, if a Ksuba's value is for $1,000, so certainly a buyer can't pay $1,000, as he has to take into account many factors. Number one, he has to take into account the time value of money, that if I'm going to pay $1,000 today, I'm certainly not going to receive $1,000 back tomorrow, as potentially she'll only receive the Ksuba in 5 years from now. And number two, they also have to take into account that potentially I'll never be able to collect on the Ksuba at all. Possibly Reuven will never divorce Rachel, and possibly Reuven will not predecease Rachel, and therefore there'll never be a payment for this Ksuba. And as the Bryce explains, Ezeo Tevis HaNar Ksuba, so how do you evaluate the Tevis HaNar Ksuba and what the value is? We evaluate how much a person would want to pay for the Ksuba, that he should have the right to collect on the Ksuba if she becomes almana, or if Reuven divorces her. However, the Mesa Yerushan Baila, he also has to take into account that if she predeceases Reuven, then certainly she would not get the Ksuba, and her husband will yashin her. And this also includes Nichsei Tzoyim Basel. And we see from the Braisa that the only time that someone buys the rights to a Nichsei Tzoyim Basel will actually be able to collect the Nichsei Tzoyim Basel only if Reuven divorces her, or if Reuven predeceases her. However, if she predeceases Reuven, then Reuven would actually be Yerush to Nichsei Tzoyim Basel. And therefore, if Edi Ba'Oven brings a Raya, V'Isal K'daitach Leistel Takanas Usha, and if you're going to say that we don't have this Takanas Usha, Amai Yerushan Abayla, why would it be that if she predeceases the husband, that a husband will yashin everything from her and will receive her Tzoyim Basel? If L'Chariot is Zabin Ksubas L'Gamri, she should have the right to be able to sell her Tzoyim Basel L'Gamri, and therefore the Edom Zayman should have to pay a lot more trying to make her lose the right of Ksuba, as based on their testimony, she would no longer have the right to completely sell her Tzayim Bazel. And of course, that amount is not just Tevis HaNov Ksuba, but it's an actual value of the Ksuba itself, and therefore, by the fact that the Brisa states that all she will receive is Tevis HaNov Ksuba, so it must be that we have Takanas Usha, and a woman can't sell her Tzayim Bazel Lagamri, as even if she sold it, if she predeceases her husband, then her husband would Yashin her Tzayim Bazel. And Abai will respond that this is not a Raya to the Takanas Usha, and in order to understand this Teretz, we need to first understand that there are two ways that a woman brings assets into a marriage. Either she could bring assets into a marriage that are called Nichse Mulug, or the assets that she brings into a marriage are called Tzayim Bazel. And if she brings Nichse Mulug into the marriage, then she retains the guf of the kaka, and the husband only has right to the payers. And if her husband divorces her or dies, then she would get back her property by Sheru Sham, and as is condition, and it doesn't make a difference if the value went up or down in the interim period. However, when a woman brings Tzayim Bazel into a marriage, which Rashi calls in the Dunya, so we immediately appraise its value at the time of the chasna, and the husband takes a chrayis for its value, and therefore it's called Tzayim Bazel because it's secure as ayur to her, as if it was worth $1,000 at the time of their marriage. Then if he divorces her or if he dies, he has to give her back $1,000, and it's irrelevant as to the current value of this property. And therefore, Amabaya, Abaya states, Im Amu Benichsim Lug, Yom Benichsim Tzayim Bazel, it is quite possible that there is no Takanas Usha, and if a woman sells Nichsim Lug, then certainly since the good for Kaka is always hers, so certainly it is a full-fledged sale. However, in the case of Edom Zayimim, we are discussing a scenario where it was Tzayim Bazel, and certainly even without Takanas Usha, she does not have the right to sell these assets, as her husband was Mekabel full achrayis and responsibility for these assets, and he is considered a full-fledged owner. And therefore, from this brisa that's relevant to Edom Zayimim, you can't bring a raya that we had this Takanas Usha, and we will stop over here.